Hello and welcome to the Poor Hammer Podcast, episode 100. By some miracle, we've made it.
Yeah, still can't do a proper intro, but one day we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm Brad, this is Eric, and we're gonna do a meme.
So last episode was a thinking episode. Very fun, very entertaining, in my opinion, but...
did horrible on YouTube.
Yeah. So we're going to do the exact opposite.
This will do great on YouTube because it's Smash or Pass 40k characters. You all asked for it with the Smash Captain episode. We're just waiting for a data slate anyway. Screw it. Let's do this thing.
Sounds good.
All right, before we get into our list of over 50 characters here, just a quick announcement. At some point on the week where this goes live, the data slate is expected to be out, as it was supposed to be before we recorded this episode. We will probably be breaking our standard release day for the data slate to try to get it out in a timely manner. It will also be a less great edited episode when we get there. So be on the lookout. Keep track of us on YouTube. Keep track of us on our Twitters if you are over there or whatever. The next episode will be early, is my point.
It's expected to be early.
Unless they release it Friday at like 8 p.m. and we're recording this last second next week.
Yeah, if that happens, then everything will be on schedule as expected. But most likely it'll be like a Tuesday or something like that.
To maximize how much it screws us, it'll be like, yeah, Monday, Tuesday. So how's the data slate look, everybody?
I'm sure it's exactly as expected, and they didn't have to delay it based on LVO or anything.
Yeah, Boxcars may have changed history. That's the only LVO coverage you're getting out of us this time, guys. You better have liked that joke.
Honestly, it's one of those, like, the reason we're bringing up that the next data slate one will be likely early is because turns out that our return time on getting things back is not particularly fast, so like this would have been the first recording about LVO. A bit late.
Yeah, I assume everyone out there has forgotten most of LVO outside of Boxcars.
Yeah, so that said, we've got a fun episode on this one, and I know that you were trying to sell it as like, oh, it'll be like a good way to talk about epic heroes, but...
I still think that stands. If you want like a more serious angle of this, we're going to be doing a showcase basically of a bunch of impressive models from every faction, except for Chaos Knights, who doesn't have an epic hero.
Get wrecked.
We're even doing like a lot of different Marines. I don't know if I got like literally every stupid chapter, but I got the vast majority of them in here. But we jumbled everybody around so that you don't have 30 Marines in a row.
But at the same time, this is going to be a more silly, I don't know, a non-serious discussion. Like, it's Smash or Pass. Like,
this is your relaxation between the serious competitive next week, the serious game design last week, and this week's a dick tickler. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that.
It's instead of a brain tickler.
Wow. Terrible, my dude. Terrible.
Don't my dude me in 2024.
Hey, pretty for life.
All right, let's start.
Okay.
We're starting off with Bellicor.
Good, strong start.
Yeah, he's the undivided demon of choice. I did throw all the demons in to their respective god areas and jumbled them away from each other. But what do you think about the first prince, the dark master, one with the shadows, whatever?
He's got some abs, all right? You know, like, that takes work.
I think he's an easy pass.
Really? I think it's a smash. It's an impressive body. The wings are kind of weird to me. Especially the chains.
Okay, so hear me out. Body aside, he's all about himself.
Oh, yeah.
He is the greediest, most selfish. You aren't getting anything out of him. You're getting used in this relationship. You're going to be super disappointed whatever game he puts on.
Yeah, that is likely true. It's going to be one of those quickie, job done, okay, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Not even a spend the night. It's going to be like, it's done, get out of my fucking house.
He's not sneaking out at 4 a.m. He's showing you the door right there. He is pointing, yeah. Get the fuck out.
I mean, you're not wrong, but... sometimes you gotta experience that, you know? It's it's an experience that some people enjoy, and maybe I'm here for it.
I forgot your taste in women.
Yeah.
I forgot. Never mind. Erickson easy. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like.
No, I know how this is going for the rest of these.
I think it's still a smash.
All right, let's move on. Ethereal Stern and Kiganiel.
I'm so glad. I was going to be like, okay, let's move on. And then I looked at the name and I was like, fuck, Brad, introduce us to the next contestants here.
Eric, they're the Demonifuge. They've got such easy names. What do you think of the two of them?
I'm thinking probably a pass.
That's kind of my thought, is it's kind of weird to be the third wheel.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got like a spiked cod piece on. It's going to get weird.
Well, but the thing is like, they're so serious that it's going to get weird in like, you know, this like weird missionary, like, we're going to be serious about this, but it's going to be weird. And yeah, you're not going to be able to deviate from that. There's no like exploration happening with the weirdness. No, I'm going
to
pass.
All right, let's move on to the easiest smash of this whole thing. Celestine, the Living Saint. Yes, please. Angel Lady. I don't even have like an angel thing. Can you say no to that? And like, if the two girls on the side want to come along, all right.
I was just gonna ask, like, is it actually like the whole?
She's the only epic hero, so I think we gotta grade alone on the people who are named.
Yeah, okay, so it is Celestine, not a foursome.
Maybe they just watch. Maybe they join. I don't know. I don't really care. I'm here either way.
Yeah, probably.
She's causing doves to appear when you see her. You're gonna have a good time.
I just wonder if she'd ever take the armor off. She seems like somebody that never takes the armor off.
So, this gets into lore. She is essentially a non-chaos demon. She is an order demon, essentially. She's basically a demon prince.
Okay.
She just appears and then disappears when battle is over.
Interesting.
If that's the case, then can she just change form at will? And if she's down for business, it's gonna be like 11 out of 10, never forget.
And then like, I mean, at that point, then like, some of the armor can stay on, even though it's not like, it doesn't really make sense because, you know, you're basically a demon. You can cheat reality a bit. And that's sexy.
The only thing that stays on are giant shoulder pads because it's a 40K setting.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
It's
a little weird. But
that's probably the best we're getting in this list, though.
Yeah, it's about the best. Yeah, so I'm smash, yeah.
All right, it's time for Rabute Gilliman. It's time for the Gorilla Man. It's time for that hideously painted face on his official paint job.
So on that, are we basing him just on these, like, official painted...
If we know more, it doesn't have to be the official paint job. It's the one that's gonna be on screen for the YouTube audience.
So I was like, bag on head, but...
bag on head.
Or... put a helmet on and then just leave the helmet on and take everything else off. It'll be okay.
When he first recovered, he was supposed to be stuck in the armor forever, but then they retconned it because they realized how dumb that was.
I don't know, man. Probably, but he seems vanilla.
He's like super daddy. That's his character.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a safe bet. Like, as far as this list is gonna go, I'm putting him in the smash category.
I feel like, yeah, he's definitely like the safe pick. So it's probably one of those where it's like, yeah, maybe, but...
In basically any setting, he's your primo husband guy.
Yeah, husbando.
Yeah, the perfect dad, all that jazz. Like, you gotta say yes.
I mean, that is a great defense for, like, a relationship. I don't know if that's a good defense for Smash, though.
He's 8 feet tall and probably lays a shitload of pipe.
Yeah, forgot that, you know, he's, like, basically a giant.
Actually, I think he's more like 12 feet tall, but still, you get the point.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain point where it's too tall.
Yeah, you gotta get out of the stepladder.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going mountain climbing tonight. Like, what the fuck?
Big lady problems. I'm still going smash, just because I know how bad this list is gonna get.
Reluctant smash, it'll be fine. It's not the most exciting, but I'd still do it.
All right, let's talk about Abaddon the Despoiler.
No.
All right, hear me out.
Okay, what is...
He has to keep a bag on his head. He's fucking hideous.
He's pretty fucking hideous, yeah.
But from everything I've seen of Abaddon in lore, he is like constantly trying to prove that he's the best. I feel like he's going to give it 110%.
Yeah, especially if you like, you kind of like fed into that and like, all right.
Make him feel a little inadequate. He's going to give it more than like most others here because he's just neurotic.
That definitely could be fun, but
Like, what's the rest of him look like under that suit?
I'm not going to ask questions. I don't really want the answer.
I'm not sure I want that answer either. I think I'm still a pass, but I see what you're saying, and that's a smart way. So you're a smash on?
I'm saying hear me out. I don't know still.
Well, you got to make a decision.
I'm still going to go with pass, though. I think it's there for those who want it, though. If that was enough to sway you, you're the target audience for the disappointing child. All right.
There's definitely a despoiler joke in there that I don't really want to get into.
I don't want to. Putting these in a list, I thought of some disgusting jokes with names. So let's bring some toys into the bedroom with Vashtor the Archiphane.
I was just thinking that same thing. I
know, it's so easy.
Generally, no. I'd pass. But
you're probably using his products in the 41st millennia.
Right. It'd be one of those, he'd give you some neat things and like just kind of be there. Right? Like
it's like a he possesses sex toys because like he's possessing stuff in his lore books when he like goes around and like takes over ships and stuff. That's how he does it.
Yeah. If he can do that, then that's like
that's his fetish.
That's like kind of perfect.
Honestly, I'm impressed at how easily I've been able to argue at least a couple Chaos characters. I'll give Vashtor the smash since I did waffle on Abaddon before saying pass. I think Vashtor, the idea of possessed sex toys gets there.
Yeah, I think it's probably a smash as well, but I do have some concerns that the toys are going to be like, you're the test subject.
Oh yeah, you die. In most of these, in the vast majority of 40k smash or pass, it's a one-time, you're dead at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how you want to go out, death by snoo snoo.
Hopefully he's good enough at the toy manufacturing that it'll be very enjoyable, so yeah.
Okay, possibly the easiest pass on the list for me. Uthar the Destined with his cracked mud face.
Yeah, not really my thing either.
He's 5'11".
Yeah.
He's more like 5'7", if we're being honest.
Which in the universe of 40k, 12 foot.
Yeah. Easy pass.
I'm gonna pass as well. What the fuck is this next one?
Introduce us.
Canis Rex's pilot.
I couldn't even find his name. I'm sure the name is somewhere, but it's the pilot of Canis Rex.
That's fantastic.
He's a normal person, is the best thing I can say. In the current freak show we're about to dive into, I'm going with normal person wins.
Well, and like, it's it's not just normal. Like, he's clearly like somebody who takes care of himself a lot kind of thing.
He's well kept. Look at that beard.
He's clearly taking care of himself. He's got, you know, the proper goatee.
Like, if I stay next to that guy in real life, you'd be like, he's out of your league.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's out of most people's leagues, I think. He's
no, so easy smash.
I think it's smash as well. Yeah, fascinating though. I didn't even think that this, like, we're doing epic heroes. All right then, random pilot dude.
Look, did you want Canis Rex on here?
Actual literal Canis Rex.
How do you feel about Canis Rex get smashed?
I think that's the scale is a bit undoable.
One of those guys who like giant ladies, like the giant fetish.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, there's definitely a fetish for it, but not mine.
Pacific Rim is like your favorite porno.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like that movie, so maybe.
All right, so next is Shalaxy. I feel like you have to say smash. It's a shard of the god of pleasure and pain. Like, if you're going out, you're going to be in a history book. I think you have to smash. You don't survive. Your soul is probably in tatters. In a best case scenario, you are shackled to this thing for the rest of forever. I'm still going for it.
I don't know, man. Forearms kind of freaks me out.
Yeah. Instead of like the bag on the head, it's like you gotta hide the crab hands.
Yeah, it's kind of scary to me.
I don't know any specific Shalaxy lore, but keepers in general are horrifying, but also are supposed to be like super seductive to be talking to.
I think it's likely that like you don't really have a choice.
I definitely don't want to get into that topic. We're skipping over that scenario for all of these, for anyone wondering.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, let's stick to consensual.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna pass the arms.
It's fair, they're freaky.
It's just too unsettling, you know. It's got that like uncanny valley kind of thing going on that just like,
you can just say I don't have a thing for lobsters. Maybe not to her face, but
Yeah.
Okay, I found another easy pass.
What the fuck?
Lord Solar Leontis. What a douche.
Sure. I mean, who even...
This is the guy who replaces Yarik after Yarik dies.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. How could he do something like that?
This is a no, dog. You're trying way too hard here.
Very much trying way too hard with, like, the...
literal white knight.
Yeah. Steed and everything with, like, the flowing cape. Yeah, nah, dog.
The robo horse has a better chance and it's still pass.
Yeah.
However,
oh,
Lord Castellan Ursula Creed is a lady who knows what she wants.
That's true.
And is also a normal human, which is big on this list.
Yeah, that is very big. Again, like, I feel like this is kind of like long-term relationship, maybe.
Yeah.
Seems like you could be a dependable companion.
She's definitely going to smack your ass with that baton, though. You're getting paddled.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, it's not going to be the most boring.
The helmet on the official paint job down on her base. The helmet of the last guy.
Yeah, I was like, that helmet's for me.
This is the death by Snoosu. This is the Amazon lady. Easy smash.
Yeah, I'm with you. Smash.
So, Iron Father Phyros.
Dude with a bunch of claws attached to him.
Daddy.
Alright, yeah.
Iron Daddy. For the name alone, I want to say smash, but he's got to be a pass. This man is more machine than Vashtor, and Vashtor is a machine god.
Yeah, a pass as well. I feel like the Iron Father is just like, it's funny, but you're taking it too serious, and you're going to be too weird.
Iron Father is the name of a sex toy.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. right into Mortarion, huh?
We're into the Nurgle section.
Okay.
Extreme pass. Ignoring what he looks like. While there's still the veil over who you're with, he wouldn't make it through a generic conversation. Zero riz.
Yeah.
This man could not woo anything.
And he definitely doesn't have the physical charms.
Win you over? You can't just ignore that he's terrible?
Yeah, just like, you're kind of a piece of shit, but like, all right, one night.
I can fix him.
Yeah.
No one's fixing Mortarion. Just dig the grave. All right, Eric, who's up next?
Rodigus. Interesting. Pass.
You're saying you wouldn't have sex with me? This is what my wife sees every...
Oh, no.
Grubs falling out of the mouth and everything.
Right. And the stomach just like opening up to consume.
Vore.
I mean, there's probably some people with the feet fetish that are like, yes, yes, please.
Oh, God, I didn't even.
Yeah, there's somebody, you know who you are.
He looks like me, and I'm still saying pass. The only person who could look at this and go smash would be my wife, and even she needs a drink or two.
Brutal. let's move on. Sloppity bile piper.
What are your thoughts, Eric?
I don't even know what the fuck this thing is.
Hear me out. He didn't get the nickname in college of Sloppy Piper for nothing.
All right. I mean, that's a hell of a tongue.
It's the only reason I added the extra one into Nurgle.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I'm still gonna pass, but there's interesting ideas.
He will give you an endless gift. The endless gift is herpes.
Yeah, that's very another problem with the whole Nurgle thing.
I stole that joke from one of the patrons, but I'm not saying who. I'm just stealing it. This is mine now.
That was actually pretty good. But let's get the hell out of Nurgle for a little bit.
All right. What are your thoughts on the patriarch?
So much better. No, still, like, the hands, the arms, it's too creepy.
Look at his giant dagger dick, though.
That's very impressive.
You can't tell me that's a tail. I see where it is.
Oh, no, it's absolutely not a tail.
This is our only Gene Stealer cult model, because there's shockingly few that are actually named.
Which is kind of weird.
I mean, the Patriarch's technically not named either, to my knowledge, but there's only one, so blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I'm with you. Just pass.
Yeah. What the fuck's on his tongue?
I'm pretty sure that's related to the Gene Stealer's kiss, which is a whole lore thing that we really don't need to get into in today's smash or pass topic.
All right. I'll assume it's really weird.
It's not fun.
So not kinky. All right. Then pass.
How about kinky, though? So Leleth Hesperax.
Yes.
You die.
Yes.
But smash.
Yes, please. She's exactly my type.
She really is Eric's type.
Absolutely crazy, insane, and going to kill me while also being like lithe and sexy. Please dominate me.
Jesus Christ, don't do that in my earphones. Oh my God, no.
So, I mean, what's your thought?
No.
Right in the ear hole.
Borrelio, isolate that clip. This will come in handy later. So, moving on.
Yeah.
I think Drazhar here is probably also a smash. If we're being equal opportunity, there is nothing for a male equivalent of Lilith you could ask for more.
I mean, assuming that that's like, you know, same like lithe, athletic kind of build underneath that armor, which seems to be, then yeah, okay.
So he's Darth Vader of 40K. I don't know if he's got the fucked up Darth Vader face.
I mean, that's okay. You can keep a helmet on.
The helmet may have to stay on, but I do know that, like, the long and short of it is he's Darth Vader.
I mean,
still voting smash.
Yeah, I was like, this is a smash or pass. We're not talking about if they're good people or not. And there's something about the bad guy, you know?
Look, for some of our audience, this is it. This is the end all be all.
Yeah, probably smash.
For some of our audience, Canis Rex may be the end all be all. Keep it to yourself, though.
All right, Commander Shadow Sun.
Kitten says smash, therefore so do I. You don't even get that TTS reference. Just laugh.
I don't, no, but...
Would you take a big titty to Tau Waifu?
I mean, I absolutely would, so...
There you go. Plus, forehead vag.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Good lord. I'm never gonna not think of that now. Fuck.
It's a nose, I swear.
Oh, God damn it, dude. It's awful. I mean, like, it doesn't change anything negatively, but...
You gotta do the blowhole.
Yeah, right. That's awful.
They don't call it a blowhole for nothing.
Oh, Jesus, man.
All right, Commander Farsight, let's move on.
I don't know anything about Commander Farsight, honestly.
He's just a Tau dude in a suit.
Okay, then probably pass.
I'm gonna just say, they don't call it a blowhole for nothing.
That's still fucked up.
I'm going with equal opportunity smash.
That's fair. I mean, Tau definitely can be pretty sexy looking, so I see what you're saying, but...
Oh no, we have more Space Marines. All right, furries in the audience. We're talking about Logan Grimnar. Not the dogs, you Space Wolves players. The man.
I mean, isn't he, like, kind of also...
He's Santa Claus in 40K, but, like, pass.
I mean, yeah, pass. There's a reason he's part of the faction that he is, and that's great for some people, but not really my thing.
Space Wolf players aren't looking at the back half of this model.
All right, then.
Oh, look, another self-portrait.
Manipulous, huh?
Look at my Buddha belly, and I'm picking my nose.
What? It very much looks like he's picking his nose.
And he's got scoliosis and is hunched over like every ad mech.
Yeah, he's like, this one hand is still kind of fleshy, and I just want to pick my nose. That's why it stays fleshy. It's just not the same.
It's a pass. This is like an average magic player, and no. Even in 40K, my standards are higher.
Yeah, I'll pass. Let's move on to Belisarius Call, though.
Oh, yeah, Manipulus wasn't a named character. I just threw him in because he was funny looking.
I guess I just assumed he was.
I probably did that a couple times and didn't even notice, but I just thought of that. I'm like, Call's the only one with a name. Why is Manipulus here? He's like, oh, right, he had a Buddha belly, and I thought it was funny looking.
Yeah, I'm definitely not, if you're like, yeah, it's Epic Hero, you're like, yeah, sure, man, I'm sure it's got lore.
I'm sure it's got lore. Please, don't tell me.
Right.
Roll the fucking dice.
Smash or pass and let's move on. Fucking hell. Belisarius Call.
It's a tough one.
It is kind of tough, right? Like, the immediate reaction is no, pass.
Yeah, the immediate reaction is pass, but then you're like, wait a second.
He's got some ideas.
Some of them are going to suck, though.
Some of them are going to be terrible. But
inventive,
and there's a bit of that like Vashtor experiments could be fun. I think it's probably still a pass.
It's a pass, but you think about it after a few.
You think about it, yeah.
All right, Magnus.
Very red.
There will be crying after sex. It will be Magnus crying. He may also cry daddy.
Yikes.
These are things you just have to know before you say yes to this. I'm aware that if you don't put his horn nipples on, he's jacked. I assume for a lot, he's an instant smash, just body type, and you ignore afterwards.
Body type is likely very impressive, right? Like,
importantly, as he points out, he can change size at will.
That's an interesting little tidbit that could make things very exciting. Yeah, no, I'm not a big fan of the whole crying during sex thing, so...
I think pity smash, at least.
Eh.
The only thing is, you have to know he's going to be really clingy after the one-night stand for at least a week, and you're going to have to block his number.
Yeah, no, it's not really my thing, but I get it. Ahriman?
I think he's an easier pass, in my opinion.
Does it happen on the disc?
Maybe. He can show you the world.
I mean, it was pass, and then I was like, well, wait a second.
This is the equivalent of the, hang on, maybe I do want to hang out with this sleazy guy at the bar. He's got a sweet car.
Yeah, you know, I superficial enough to admit that.
I'm going pass.
It's dependent on if it happens on the disc or not.
For me, it's, I've heard his awful nasal voice in the audiobooks, and I couldn't do it. I am Isaac Ahriman.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Oh, you could just imagine the... Oh, that ruins a lot of things.
It's pass. Pass, baby.
All right, moving on to Kairos Fateweaver.
One head only sees the past, the other one only sees the future. None of them are giving you the time of day.
And it's a bird.
And it's a bird, man.
I mean, like, pass.
I can't argue. I don't see it. Now, I'm throwing an extra one in here, the Changeling, which is the smashiest smash to ever smash.
You know, we've talked about it a few times of, like, not actually an epic hero.
He is an epic hero, and he can be anyone.
Be literally anyone, huh?
He could be literally anybody you need.
He's gonna have to get rid of those extra arms, then yeah.
I'm going 100% smash.
Can he also be, like, non-real, like, custom, if you can think of it, he can become it kind of thing?
I don't know about that part, because he's just mimicking people usually.
So you'd have to choose, like, I want you to be that person, because that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but, like, you can just pick a random famous person.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a single one, and I just don't know celebrities. Eric, he could be, what's that VTuber you like?
Maury Calliope?
Yeah, that one. He could be a VTuber.
If he gets her voice as well.
Also, does everyone in the audience enjoy the fact I just said that VTuber you like and Eric just gave it up immediately?
I have no shame in saying that I enjoy watching Maury Calliope. She has a fantastic voice and also kind of funny. You cannot shame me on that one.
Anyway, we're going to an immediate pass. Kaven Shrike.
Who the fuck is this?
This is the emo quiet kid from middle school, and it's a no. He's listening to Green Day right now on that headset.
And is like a couple days away from saying don't come to school, so...
He says that every week. He just never commits.
He's gonna do it, though. That mask?
This time he's for real, guys.
That mask is one of those, like, he's actually gonna do it, guys. Yeah, no. All right. Jayne Zarr.
Jayne Zarr, I just found out, was a lady. Putting this list together is when I found that out. I literally did not look close enough at this model, other than that's a stupid giant hairdo and a clown face. That's all I've ever gotten out of this model. I never looked south. Not once. I'm still not sure about smash.
I think it's a smash. The model's not helping, but I'm assuming that there's like...
That hair has to be like a headdress thing on the mask, right? And she's normal underneath?
I hope not.
I can't do it with that hair.
I'm in for it.
No, I can't do that hair. It is hair dependent. Smash or pass. Eldar players will have to tell me in the comments.
I think it's a smash. I think that hair could be really fun. There's a lot of things you can do with that much grip.
That much grip? Hang on, you're selling me.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's some fun things that could be done. Yvraine.
Yeah, easy smash. The dump truck of all dump trucks. Smash, smash, smash.
Yeah.
We're done. Throw the cat out of the room. Lock the door so the cat doesn't open the door and surprise you halfway through.
She definitely gives off a lot of the Lelith kind of vibes as well.
So that's not a coincidence. She's literally a gladiator from the arenas like Lilith.
Oh, okay.
She's Dark Eldar.
Kind of already explained my tastes and yeah, Yvraine's doing it for me.
What are your thoughts on the Yakarn, Eric?
I don't know.
That's where I'm at. I think no. The horn is just unsalvageable.
It's no, but...
It's no but.
Yeah, you know what? Like, it's one of those where it's like, it's no, but a few drinks later, start thinking about, like,
what you could do with all that hair.
That helps. And, like, magical being thing. I feel like there's some, you know, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so you gotta take it kind of thing.
All right, you're winning me over. Fine. I've picked worse in this list, so.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of, let's move on to Grandmaster Voldus.
Are you saying he's worse? You don't want to give it up for Grandpa?
He's an old man. I mean, he's a good-looking, athletic old man, but he's like 80.
I'm going to put it this way, Eric. He can't smash anymore. They took away his thunder hammer.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's a generic power weapon now.
He's putting in the work, but give me like 40 years, smash.
Also, I'm aware there is the chance they didn't take away his hammer, but the joke is too funny to not do, guys. There's some very angry Grey Knight player out there who's going to be correcting me about the hammer of Voldus on a smash or pass episode.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the First Legion.
Ah, Asmodai.
Asmodai is going to smash. It's basically his entire character trait.
Yeah.
I say just smash just because smash.
Very experienced.
He loves smashing. He has a club literally just to smash people.
I like the paddle thing from a couple of the other ladies, so all right, yeah. Fine.
On this episode of the Primer Podcast, Eric discovers caning.
Oh, I've known about that for a little bit longer than just now.
Brad, I'm over 30.
And I grew up during 4chan.
A site that does not exist in 2024.
Shouldn't have existed back then either.
Shouldn't have existed ever.
Moving on from that to Lionel Johnson.
If you're gonna go for the older man, I think we have to say smash for the audience members who are into the older guys. This is the pick.
Yeah, like, Voldus is doing well for himself, but he's like...
Voldus looks like sleepy grandpa. Lionel Johnson is the pick there.
Yeah.
If we're going for that energy.
He's got that energy and does it real well. The little creepy gremlin things.
They're not part of it. It's like with Celestine.
Good. Because I was like, that's going to be a little weird.
All right. Now we've got another threesome one again. Valerian and Alea. They're the two book named characters for Custodes. I know you don't care, but that's where they're from.
I don't care, but I didn't even know they had anything other than Trajan.
They have like a whole series about them.
Huh.
She's one of the only two things you can have lead a sister. It's her or the generic one.
Interesting. I mean, she's kind of hot looking.
Okay, I respect your opinion, but I'm going to say pass as the lore guy. My reason is, if it's a threesome, she's a sister of silence, meaning she's a null. You're not going to enjoy any time within 100 feet of her.
How much not enjoy?
Humans, like, actively kill nulls because they, like, basically make you feel misery. If you're a psyker, they just, like, delete your brain.
I mean, how much different is that from normal life, though?
I'm just saying, she's like a walking depressant instead of antidepressant.
But I've learned from Usopp that if you're already depressed, you can't get more depressed like that. Like, it's the ultimate counter.
God damn it. All right.
I'm still in.
I'm still a pass, but Godspeed.
My superpower.
No one can beat me in a negativity contest.
Trajan.
If it was Kitten, like you put the helmet on and make it Kitten, I'm here. Because Kitten's great in TTS, but Trajan's face just ruins it.
I feel like Custodes are just stuck up pricks.
Yeah, he's going to be introducing himself for the first 3 hours too, because his name is like 16 miles long.
Yeah, and probably during it as well.
Oh, if he makes you call him his full name.
Yeah.
You're going to fall asleep halfway through.
I'm a pass.
Hard pass. So Dante.
The weird feet armor is weird.
Okay, he's not going to have the armor on. He's going to have normal feet like normal people do.
He also wouldn't have the really creepy ass mask.
He might keep that on, actually. That's just his fetish.
That's not happening.
And he apparently looks older than Lion underneath it, based off the books. It's a shame, too. He's a great character.
Yeah.
Man, I love Dante. But, like, in a smash or pass, I'm going to have to go pass.
Pass, but, like... We could be friends.
We could be friends. Okay, Mephiston is the easiest pass ever, though. Hardest pass. I've read Blood Angel's books. No. Stay away.
Literal cannibal, right?
He's also a giant edgelord.
As if being a literal cannibal wasn't the worst thing. An edgelord. Step too far.
A lot of people on this list would eat you.
Yeah, but most of them aren't also humans.
Yeah, but most of them also aren't, like, just the edgiest, most obnoxious 14-year-olds think this is cool main character.
All right, yeah, fair enough. Probably wouldn't even know how to actually do it.
No, he'd be terrible and think he was amazing.
That sounds miserable. Pass. Get out of here.
Angron. Let's move from Korn's favorite legion to Korn's second favorite. I think you have to say Smash because it's Angron. Angron Smash.
Angron Smash, right.
I got nothing else.
Probably pretty good at Smash, though.
That's my thought, is if it's Korn, Smash is basically all they do.
Yeah.
It's a little more literal when they do it, but I'm still like, eh.
I mean, I've got nothing against getting beaten up a little bit during things, so.
Look, my Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough has taught me that Karlach is definitely the best pick among the ladies, and she's just a big red lady.
Which, very similar to Angron.
So Angron is pretty much just a gender swap, and like 1,000 times more bloodthirsty, but...
But it's 40k, so like, yeah, Smash.
Yeah, we gotta Smash.
Good points.
Skarbrand. Mm.
Similar things.
But he is a failure.
I was like, just not as cool, though.
Yeah, I gotta pass. We already ran the Smash joke.
And he's just kind of like the worst Angron.
Now, if you want an argument, if you want angry sex, Skarbrand is literally anger incarnate.
Yeah?
I feel like that appeals to some people.
I like that as well, but I think it's a little too much anger for me.
Yeah, no.
Pass. Let's move on to the Death Leaper. All right.
I almost ended on this one. Yeah, no. I don't need Squidward.
Pretty obvious.
Speaking of my Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough, I like the Squidwards. I want to be on their team because the Dragon Riders are nerds, but I still ain't doing it.
Let's move on. Inquisitor Greyfax.
I gotta say Smash. Normal lady on this list in this economy?
Yeah, Inquisitor has me concerned.
You're gonna die anyway.
All right, fine.
I'm taking my shot. Normal lady, let's go.
She's even already got a candle with her, so that could be fun.
Now, however, I am not taking my shot with the next one.
Eisenhorn?
Edgelord to the extreme, literally some Sword Art Online bullshit, shonen main character garbage, but he's also like 60. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know much about that kind of lore, but I do know enough about Eisenhard just from it.
He's just the coolest fucking dude, Eric.
Yeah, no.
Into orcs.
Gaz. Ooh.
Makari's here too. He's named.
That's true.
A little weird.
It's a little weird.
Gonna get a finger up the butt. I can tell. Look at that face. He's snickering about it, just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Guard down and...
I'm going pass.
I think it's a pass.
I don't even know how much of him's flesh under there at this point. Yeah. Current lore, he's only a head now. The rest is metal. But this is before that point. He still has some fleshy bits.
I mean, it's cool, but I think it's probably a pass.
Now.
Mozrog.
Mozrog we could be here for. He's just a jacked green dude.
A very jacked green dude.
I don't even think orcs have genitals, but whatever. I'm here for it.
No, I'm pretty sure the whole, like, fungus thing is not a sex-oriented, but...
I'm still Smash.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if this is too visceral to keep in the episode, but I was just like, until the piston arm jerks you off and just rips your whole dick off.
There are some...
That's someone's fetish, but I ain't mine.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those, like, we've talked about some of the toys before, but most of those were with, like, non-angry funguses. So there's some, like, expectation that, like, they know what they're doing.
One or two of the jokes may not be able to make it to YouTube, but could stay on the audio episode.
All right. High Marshal Helbrecht.
He has to put on a bag. That is the most hideous face I have to pass. Even with the bag over the head, we can do better.
Yeah.
You deserve better, audience. Don't settle for a Black Templar. You can at least do Space Wolf good. Some of you could even get up to an Ultramarines.
All right, moving on from that to Literal King, the Silent King.
Oh, we're in the home stretch. I put the Necrons last. I feel like Silent King is a caring lover.
Really?
Like, his whole thing is the empathy of, like, self-exiling for his crimes. The two other parts of the Triarch on there are just weird old men, though, so I don't know about it now that I've said that. It's gonna get creepy.
I mean, any Necron is gonna get creepy. They're ancient undead robots. Gonna be weird. But then again, okay, so caring. Nice to have some spooning afterwards, but literal robot.
Nice to have some spooning afterwards.
Not the most comfortable of spooning companions.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
I think I'm going to pass.
All right. Now, to finish it off for the finale. You knew it was going to end here.
I kind of figured if we were ending it, it was going to be...
It was going to be a Squidward joke, but instead it's both Trazen and Orokin. Which one or neither? Or both. I'm certainly not picking both.
Oh, man, it's tough.
We could, Infinite and Divine, like, deep think through this.
Trazen's just going to put you in a bubble and you're stuck in a museum afterwards. It's like a...
But Trazen is knowledgeable about, like, he's read the entire Kama Sutra in every alien species equivalent.
That's true. And good appreciation for the arts and, like, probably understands human.
Yeah, which gives him an edge to me. Orokin's got the freaky tail thing.
And can literally see the future.
Edging master.
Yeah.
However, Orokin is completely annoying. Like, you can't get more annoying if you have to personally deal with him. He's a great character, but like...
Actually interacting with him would be...
He'd drive you mad. They're both pompous, but like, Orokin is like next level complete ass.
Trazen's at least got some likability to his pompous nature where he like...
Mm-hmm. I'm going smash for Trazen, my boy. Pass for Orokin. I don't even think it's that difficult of a choice to say pass there.
I think it's a difficult choice. But I think I'm pass on both.
And that's fair. That's the other outcome I could see.
I think I'm out for the robots. This was weird.
This was stupid, but it was very fun.
It's also kind of a whiplash. Like, I'm just thinking of future listeners if they're gonna like, oh, I'm gonna start at like 98 and I'll like listen through.
Shows usually don't get good till like episode 100. I'll just start at episode 100. And then I went back and watched like 1 through 100 after getting up to like episode 300.
Yeah.
We'll just start at episode 100. They've got like 200 of them.
Yeah.
This is the first thing you see of us. These guys are degenerates.
I mean yes. Yes.
That was perfectly timed.
I think that's probably enough of the smash pass options. Not sure how many of these actually made it into the final cut.
We did over 50 of them, so you can count and find out how much had to get dropped because of jokes that were not salvageable.
Yeah. And there might be some behind the scenes jokes extra in the audio only.
The ones that just literally cannot be done on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right. We've stretched this topic enough. Next week, more serious talk, points, rules adjustments, possibly a data slate that says no changes and we all just sit here in silence for an hour.
I mean, honestly, there's a lot to talk about if there's nothing.
That would be the ballsiest change.
It would be so interesting to talk about. Like if they actually released data slate that was just like, nope, we're good.
Almost certainly incorrect, but also ballsy.
Yeah. It'd be fascinating. Especially if they like delay it a week. God damn. Oh.
Masters of edging.
Yeah. Just the best at it. Now I kind of want it to happen.
All right. That's enough of us this week. Let's get out of here.
Sounds good.
All right. No real news this week. Again, keep an eye out.
Next episode might be a bit early.
Yeah, who knows what will happen. Maybe I'll die and we won't have one.
Rip.
Rip Bozo. Oh man, we used Riz, but I didn't use Gyat. Gotta use the Zoomer lingo so I can truly upset all of my employees.
Yeah, I think I have heard Gyat before. It's like the big dump.
Yeah, it's goddamn, but you say it, Gyat damn. So then it's Gyat.
Awful.
It is awful, but I kind of love it. It's one of those, like, I totally get it, and it would have been an absolutely, if it had happened 10 years earlier, we would still say it and piss people off with it.
Probably, yeah.
So now it'll be that for someone who's currently 20.
It's definitely got a good roll to it, so.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, yeah, no news. End of the episode. How's it going, guys? You probably got a much longer episode than YouTube.
And this was probably a lot more cringe.
How did you like the part where I mentioned getting your dick ripped off?
Very weird, wasn't it?
Unsettling, you could say. All right, I'm Brad. You can find me on Twitter as at Dr. Ruler. You can find Eric.
I mean, I don't know if you want to, but you can on Twitter at OneQuilSora.
The show has an email, as always, which is thepoorimerpodcast@gmail.com.
And we've got merch that you can get at Orchid 8. Take a look.
And the show has a Patreon at patreon.com/solelysingleton, where you could join great patrons like Admiral Stiffplank. Damn it, Eric. you handpicked that one. That wasn't
I did
random.
Handpick this one. I cheated on this one. I'll admit it. I cheated on this one. It was just too perfect not to, okay?
I got halfway through the name. I'm like, stiff blank.
It was one of those. I was doing the random, and he was like the one or above or one below or something like that when it did the random thing. I was like, oh, damn it. Fine, I'll cheat. So the one who came up will be next week. Don't worry. You're not like getting actually screwed out of it, but
you're getting edged for a week before you come up. Anyway, we also have producers. Brandon Janke, Demolition Man, Dr. Lace, Young Guy C, Michael Sullivan, Robert Toleno, and Rock. Thank you all for supporting the show.
Thank you.
All right, that does it for us this week. No more funny business. Next week, super serious, only the best takes, nothing that you won't agree with in 3 months when you look at it again. Totally never been wrong on a hot takes for a data slate before.
Never.
Until then, have a great time, everyone. Eric, take us out.
I'm disappointed Tank Commander wasn't on this list. What the hell?
What are your thoughts on Tank Commander, Eric?
Very customizable. Smash.
It really depends on which gun he brings. The Demolisher Cannon? No, look at that little thing.